From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California Governor Jerry Brown's administration has asked federal judges for more time to address prison overcrowding. As Marianne Russ reports from Sacramento, it's an effort to prevent the release of thousands of inmates this year.
A three-judge panel has ordered California to reduce its prison population by roughly 9,000 inmates by the end of the year. The Brown administration is asking the panel for a three-year extension. The request is based on a deal reached between lawmakers and the governors last week. The state is offering to spend money on treatment and rehabilitation programs and increased prison capacity to ease overcrowding, but notes in its court filing that these will take time. If the judges reject the plan, the Brown administration plans to spend about $300 million to house the inmates in private prisons and county jails instead of releasing them. The state has asked for a decision by late this month. In Sacramento, I'm Marianne Russ.
The federal government is giving California an extra $155 million in federal funding because the state has met all its federal transportation project deadlines for the year. Caltrans will get $97 million. Local transit agencies will get the rest. When states fail to spend all their federal transportation funds before the deadline, those funds are placed in a pool for redistribution to states which have met their federal funding targets. Mark Dinger is with Caltrans.
We have a pretty efficient process of making sure that we spend the federal gas tax monies that come to us. And because of this success, we were able to get even more this year.
Well, the state will use the funds for current projects like adding an extra bore to the Caldecott Tunnel in Oakland, adding 16 miles of carpool lanes in the Central Valley, and easing congestion on I-5 in Los Angeles. Find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.